Some of the most worthless people still torturing me. I have brain damage. Brain damage. Trying to torture me. Like at the store when I posted on where? On Facebook. No. Ugh. My head is pounding on the right side temple. They want to find multiple ways and other ways, alternative ways to try to kill. And my daughter's been hearing my teeth like a wrench while we talk on the phone. While you try to brainwash me and her. Then they start putting audio and then they start moving my teeth, my mouth, my jaw, my chin, my cheeks. Putting computer images of who they're obsessed with. My eyes are so dilated right now. Audio. Yeah, right. Trying to still put fucking sexual audio. Trying to still you. I don't give a fuck about Mexicans. About your Mexican cops. You're gonna suffer.
Listen, please, listen.
I know. I think, you know, when I was in the toilet, I had an anxiety attack. He got too close.
Okay. Listen, please. You
know? She has her camera phone. Okay. 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 All right, that's what I need to know. Thanks so much.
All right,
bye.
She told me to come talk to you. So she's like, if you have nowhere to go, go talk to him. This is the thing. I didn't scream at you. She said you said I screamed at your face.
I never said you screamed at my face.
Oh, that's what she told me. No, I'm in
You're
the bathroom.
Off with me.
No, I'm in the bathroom on the toilet, and I'm screaming. And I say I'm in the restroom.
No, you didn't say that.
I did because
you even said I don't want to hear you anymore.
Oh, I'm on the phone. No, I'm on the phone. You have to understand. No, but you have to understand. I'm a rape victim who
That's irrelevant right now.
Well, you're knocking on the door and you're a man.
Jessica, I'm not going to play those games. Look, we've given you ample opportunity.
But how am I just so crazy all of a sudden? I'm young and I'm not. And then all of a sudden my throat is choking out of nowhere. I would never scream at your face. Do you understand that?
I did not say you screamed at my face.
But what would be the purpose of me being so disrespectful to you when I don't even know you? It seems like they're trying to make it seem like I go from a normal to a crazy to a manic.
How many times have we had to go in that room and tell you, stop the hitting? Stop the yelling.
And I tell them when I have an anxiety attack, I have to go to the restroom.
You're not stopping.
But if when I'm having an anxiety attack, where do I separate myself?
I don't know, but you need to either go seek help.
No.
But I can't have you in there with the door closed, with you banging on things. And
there was somebody banging on something else on the other side for a while. It wasn't me. He even went in there.
Yeah.
And he heard it, and it wasn't me.
Jessica,
I've been on my computer all day.
I know that.
I have been doing paralegal work all day.
Okay. This is not even the place to be doing that, okay? I mean, that's your business if you want to do that.
Well, no, it's for a court case.
I get that. But you're not even following up with your program. I just got off the phone with Healthy Minds. You've canceled been no shows with three appointments. Your counselor's been trying to call you. You haven't even returned her call. She left you a message. You haven't even done that. You're not following through with anything that we've asked you to do.
So how does
And then even that, what you're doing in there...
See,
enough.
When this starts,
enough is enough.
But you don't understand. What you don't understand is I'm not going to be okay with the fact that I went to prison. This started in prison.
I heard your story.
Okay, well, but do you understand that every time this starts, you want to claim it's drugs, alcohol, or mental health? Whenever it starts moving uncontrollably, this is what they do in prison to force you to commit suicide. I'm not suicidal.
I've never said you were.
I go to the bathroom and I sit down. And whenever somebody knocked, I said, I'm in the restroom.
We can hear you out here. When we can hear banging out here, we can hear yelling and cussing out here. It's an issue. And I already told you, if you continue to do it, you're not going to stay here. Okay, you've agreed to that. You've continued to do it.
I was in the restroom. I don't believe that I was even screaming because...
How did I go in there then? Because I could hear you from
I was sitting on the toilet when you went in there.
Jessica, the reason I went in there is because I could hear you from in here.
See, I don't. That's why I told him. In the rule book, per law, it doesn't state anywhere if you are a veteran with PTSD and you have an anxiety attack, what you are to do. Because it doesn't matter how much help I get, how many counseling. There's no way I'm going to go from being healthy to manic all of a sudden, and I'm getting sharp shocks in my head. I'm getting shocks in my chin.
Either you're going to comply with what we're asking you to do,
and I am.
No,
I'm just,
not.
You're making it sound like I'm so, what is that name, where I'm just against the system. I am not a little girl where I don't listen.
You're making an assumption. I've stated a black and white fact. I've asked you to stop doing
it. I know, and when I have an anxiety attack, that's what I'm saying, by law, in the rule book.
There is no law.
Okay, by rule book, does it state anywhere when you have an anxiety attack, because veterans have PTSD?
Then if that's the case, then you're going to have to come out of that room and you can go to our safe room.
What is the safe room?
Right there where the canteen used to be.
Yeah. That's the safe room.
I cannot have you in the...
In there and you don't know what...
Yeah. If you're in the safe room, we got the cameras and the whole works there.
I cannot have you in the bed.
And if it's observed, then... Because what I'm doing is seeking out other doctor help because there's no... What I'm worried about is I went to the justice system. I'm normal. I'm healthy. I come out... How is it that I'm going to go from normal, feeling perfectly fine? You know, I was here last time and I used to work every single day. How is that going to go from being fine? And all of a sudden, it's like, I never even went to combat to have this kind of PTSD.
You don't have to have combat experience.
To go through what I'm going through. I've never been through what I'm going through.
Okay.
And I know I start back to work tomorrow. And what I can't, if you give me a chance, I can do the safe room. What I'm scared of is I don't want to scare other people with my anxiety attack. If I have to go, I guess if I have to go walk it off, I'm afraid that I'm going to scare people to think that it's something that they should fear when it's not something I can control since prison. Like I start to get shocks in my chest. I get shocks in my head. And I've never had that happen. And I'm a healthy woman. And I don't want to seem like I'm so insubordinate. That's the word I was looking for.
The only way I'm going to change my mind is if every time there's an incident, you're going to have to go in that safe room until you calm down. I don't care if it's in the middle of the night. I don't care if it's during the day. Because there's no way to monitor your safety. I'm concerned. Everybody here is concerned.
If that's what you're worried about is the safety, I'll go in there. I just get a little nervous that people are going to see me in my, like when I'm having anxiety.
You don't even think about other people. Our safety, your safety is our concern.
Yep.
Okay, so I thought the fact that I would have an anxiety attack and go to the bathroom want it to be where you can see me. Okay. I'm more so on the side of like trying to hide it from everybody because I've never dealt with it before. Then I didn't know what the safe room even meant.
The other thing is, the other condition I'm going to give you is you need to follow up with Healthy Minds.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
I've already told you this. Donna has told you.
And I start back work tomorrow. I'm going to.
Regardless.
Yes, okay.
I need you to follow up with Healthy Minds. She's been trying to get a hold of you. You've been no shows at three times already.
And two of them I was at the VA.
No, she said one.
One at the VA? No, I remember I went to go get meds, and then I went to go see the doctor.
One time she said you were at the VA.
I will call her. I'll call her right now.
Okay.
And like I said, I can go to Healthy Minds.
I work with you, but...
I know, and that's the only part that I did, is like when I start to feel these things inside me that I started to feel in prison... That's when I separate to the bathroom, and maybe that's when it gets more manic. You want me to go to the safe room? I guess what's
and
where I'm forced to control
room.
It more. Yeah. Cause
have you seen the safe room in there?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
Dr. Robb,
I showed you the safe room.
Okay. Hold on.
So, sir, what's the verdict at this point?
That
if she's willing to do that, then I don't have an issue with it.
Okay. Right. I was just, like I said, I was apprehensive with the room, but I will go in there if that's all you need to know is to know I'm safe and I'm not doing something to hurt myself.
That's what we want to make sure.
Yeah, second I would never hurt myself.
Second piece is this. We want to be clear now that, and I know you're not doing this, but do not invite Mr. Grace or any other male
in that
bay.
Oh, I never have.
Okay.
I would never disrespect that because that's okay.
Just won't be clear.
One thing I would never do is try to go in the men's room or invite them in my room.
Okay. We just
want to
be clear.
Even one person, I said, I'm going to leave. Can you make sure my shoes are on the washer? He said, oh, no, we can't even touch the washers.
Okay. All right. Just won't be clear.
Yeah, I would never.
Let me show you the safe room.
Yeah, I would never do that.
And if she's in the safe room, he does.
He can't be in the safe room either.
Oh, no, but I haven't actually seen him in a few years.
Okay. That's fine. I'm just
so he was upset, and then he separated himself, and then I don't know what happened.
Okay. All right. Let me show you.
Okay, so the viewer, this is the hearing for the
If I actually buy ice packs, can they have them on standby just in case I have to come in here? Because it gets so loud on my skull.
So, now, if you have an ice pack...
Or is it better just get ice as soon as I come in?
I would say get ice, and then you come in here, and when you feel comfortable, like, we got...
Can I just turn the lights off and just lay down?
If you want to turn, let me see if there's a little gas. Now, these lights will... This is... that. But this light will always be on. You can't turn this one off.
Okay.
Okay? Okay. And these right here can be, because that can be off.
I will do that for you. He said it's not so much that I'm in there having anxiety when he thinks. He doesn't want me to hurt myself.
That's the key.
Okay. Okay. If that's what he thought was happening, and I don't want to come in here.
This is what we call the safe.
Okay.
Okay? 1 second.
Ms. Bonilla.
But they want me to start coming in here anytime I have anxiety attack because what I didn't know is they made the assumption that I may be hurting myself. And I'm not.
Oh,
and this, I just had x-rays. They said it's a calcification. I don't know what that means. They just said there's something under my bone and I have to go to neurosurgery and I have the documentation to prove it. Like, it's not going to go to
nerve.
It's been calcified that way.
So this is where you will come with your anxiety. Start to.
Okay, I didn't know there's a room for this. I thought it was still the room like where you set tables and.
Oh, no.
You can sit, you can lay down.
I just want to be able to observe and make sure that.
Just wait to calm down.
Okay.
Just chill out.
Make sure you're okay.
Okay, that works. Because my impression was like you were trying to tell me not to have anxiety.
Oh, no.
I was like, I can't control that part.
I know you can.
It's just you want to be able to observe where I'm at so it doesn't seem
we'll
like.
Make sure you're okay.
Yeah. Okay. That works.
All right.
Good.
Yes.
All right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. So hold on. Oh.
Stuff.
Nope. Because just like
shoes, being tortured.
One size fits all.
Being tortured. You want me to commit suicide? I am not going to do that. You want me to care for certain people? I'm not going to do that either. I'm not codependent. Because who I'm going to codepend is going to be so strong, no one can touch them. Like my daughter, she didn't have a Superman. I already found the little boy. He looks so cute. He was on this music video. He looks like the cutest little white boy that I think I could see my daughter dating. When she gets older, of course. You're not going to do this to me, Donald Trump, or
whoever, TDCJ, or whoever wants to impose embarrassment and shame on a victim. A rape victim who doesn't have to lie. I'm not in a delusional world like the doctor said in the crisis center when you're trying to take advantage of me. And they even hang up the 911 call, which is illegal. It's not punking people. It's fucking being a victim. I can speak up whenever the fuck I want. You don't get to put your fucking swamp ways on me. Go to jail. I'll be the one to press charges. I don't want y'all. I don't have to. I have victims advocate. I mean, I have advocates like Mike, Victory Center. You're not invited to my life. And we don't do impositions of questions for people who are irrelevant. That's why we stick together. It's my battle buddy. Image. Nope. That's gross. They thought they could brainwash me. They're still doing it because I'm turning in corrections. They don't like a snitch they couldn't rape. A snitch they couldn't rape. I want to go to court and tell everything they did to me. And trust me, nobody will be laughing. I'll invite every victim, all veterans court. Oh man, we're gonna have a problem, bro. Because they're trying to make it look like a soldier's manipulator and not a gang member, and that's not gonna work. Because I'm walking through American GI form, and what audio is played, I'm recording everything. Because their initial, you know, expectation was for me to kill myself or die. Because they thought they were gonna tell the future. I have the pictures to prove it. I have the pictures. They thought I was gonna die. And I'm not going to, and I'm going to go to court. And your value of human life has diminished to the capacity of a illegal gang stalker who will do anything and everything to Texas Penal Code someone's life, which is illegal. You can't even do it to certain people. I'm one of those certain people. So is my daughter. At all. At all. Image. Trying to brainwash me over and over, and I'm innocent. Show the footage from prison. All of it. Even my visits with Walton. You're right, we're friends forever. We're going to be obsessed forever. Forever. Always and forever. I don't get obsessions. That's, you know, sociopath behavior. Audio. You won't be approaching me, talking to me, touching me. You won't be forcing sex on me, Mexicans. Conversation about sex, words about sex, touch. I don't want it from you. It's not PTSD. You're not wanted. Like my first rehabilitation, you weren't in it because you're not in it. Try to sound stupid because I wrote Dr. Benning. He'll be interested in this form of psychology, swamp psychology, where impositions of disgusting things you think people are going to want and they don't, like me. And there's no we or me too. Because my daughter don't want it either. Preservation of innocence. Nobody cares. Audio, image. I'm going to send this to Tom Brumman. I want him to listen very carefully. Because this is how bad they try to coerce a court case out of their jurisdiction because they've been turned in, Bexar County Sheriff's Department and TDC, for their prostitutes and gang members. And I'm a soldier. FBI's been called. Homeland Security. Identity theft. There's no exacerbated game, no propaganda. Criminals can't do that. You will not be trusted by the public. You will not be famous. You will not be anything. Nothing using me or my thousands of people that trust me and love me. Or my soldiers, None. Or my security. And my selective law enforcement. It's not happening because those are your illegal gang stalking buddies. I don't really care, to be honest. Because most of them are all wanted anyways. Just not by me. Nope. Y'all need to go find a fucking hobby. Go play chess. Go watch Super Troopers. Me and Andy used to watch it all the time. You know, I've known him almost since I was 19, almost 20 years. Battle buddies for life. And then they try to reflect on images of our friendship and they try to act like they can fit somebody else in. Nope. Won't happen. You don't give perks to have our friendship. We don't have perks. We have each other. That's something you'll never get. That's so pathetic, actually. Because I have it naturally with certain people and it's not with trash. Naturally, y'all go to your own people. Sheriff Salazar, are you putting a soldier's life in danger? So I don't have to be nice and safe. At all. Or humble. Or compassionate. Or anything. Because you're all racist pricks. And I'm not from here. I'm from Lubbock. I grew up with all black people. Black basketball team. Black everything. My baby dad's black. My other one's yellow. The other one's red. But we're all one. Just not with y'all. It's so pathetic how disgusting army and military all over the world is that they try to force me to do certain things and to see certain images in prison like a computer on my face. And it was the most disgusting thing in the world to coerce me to sex with correction and inmates or friendships. And no, you're still not wanted. You're pathetic. And you can't say you feel used because you think you're that. I wasn't supposed to be in prison. My occupancy is over. I've sent them a leaflet. TDCJ. I've sent Priya because the honesty and integrity of what has happened is going to come out because you don't do that to me. Or my daughter. Or even speak of it. You don't know me. You never will. Or her. Greg Abbott can meet my daughter because his daughter has lots of knowledge held within her heart and her mind. I can tell by observing her, and why I say that is because I know one of his soldiers. And I have to teach him something. I have to show him something that's out of the realm of their, you know, their intelligence to save me. As a battle buddy. He's capable of the knowledge. I can tell. He's very smart. We're nerds. We're just friends. Because he will understand, so will Greg Abbott. And that's a conversation for, you know, us to have, not anybody else. Because it's so disgusting what people think they are and they're not that. How can you hold yourself on a pedestal when you haven't even been the one who built it? Like, you want someone to give you a pedestal. I'm building mine. I'm on a stool right now. But I've worked hard for that stool. And all mine. All mine. But the little bit of knowledge in which I was given has worked for good in many ways. It just won't be for you. You can't even give some people one book because they want to ruin your life with their manipulation. Like, if they're smarter than you and they have never, ever even sat in front of a psychologist in their life. They're not master manipulators. Master manipulators don't exist. That's not what we are in the Army. We're not manipulators. They're masters. They're not manipulators. And if that's what you feel about them, you shouldn't even be in this country. Because they're the ones who give you somewhere free to roam, breathe, sleep. Nope. Image. Love it. My mind doesn't go to you, and when it's your natural mind, it doesn't snap your face. Do you get that? It's brainwashing. Because people aren't thought of anywhere. I detach myself, and that's okay, because I can do that. I've gone to psychologists. Many, many, many. I have the smartest one, Dr. Leach. VA. Smartest person in the world. Because there is not an operation in which you are going to target one or others within the military community when you have already targeted me in prison. You're not coming after us. I am taking full responsibility for their safety, because since my pictures were in prison, people are dead, and it's not a coincidence whenever everyone's hating on my military pictures. I can't help that they're beautiful and smart. They're just not for you, they're for me. My motivation, my reflection on what I might have been and what they expect from me. And that includes all my drill sergeant pictures. You know, personality, character, and all that is built in profiling on that in which defines you, what you do alone, not take from others. I can prove how I've done all mine alone. Because only you alone can absorb and interpret things. You can't be given that. It can't be zapped. No, none of you have a reason to brainwash me, because you're not wanted from a facility. The audacity of the people who would claim that when I have the best friends, battle buddies in the world, the best. But going through my Facebook facility and being jealous and hateful. Because again, like Adrian, who's my best friend no matter what, we don't brainwash each other. You're not going to degrade me. You're not going to demean me. You're not going to use me. Because I haven't done that to you. Do unto others as you would like done unto you. And I can't help it. It's not arrogance that I was offered many, many jobs. And you know what? In whatever capacity I'm offered, that means that they, whatever they saw in me was capable. Therefore, I can do that. And everything I've said is with good intention. And I can prove it. We're trying to ruin my life because people aren't invited. You'll never be invited. Because I'm not a child. You're not invited. Audio. You don't understand what I'm talking about, world. Like, whenever you go to prison, these people are so disgusting. They don't understand. Institutionalized minds are manipulators who are dumb. You are not of any intellect to teach or to want to expect to know people. Especially a veteran soldier who wrongfully convicted shouldn't be in there. I wouldn't want you. Of all people, I left with all strong women. And I walked away from strong women. I'm not going to fight back. It doesn't make me a punk. You know, she'll remember that lesson one day when she's old. It'll make her a better person. Or maybe the second she steps off the unit, and she can breathe, and she's no longer an officer. Because now the anger that some of them have, or not the anger, the indifference, I have it. I have it. Because you take advantage of people. Or you try to, and it's not going to work. And I can be indifferent. I can be everything. I can go talk to Dr. Phil. I'm not afraid of Dr. Phil because I'm a student. And is it because he's white? No, it's because he's the smartest man in the world. Smart men get shows because they're showing the world how smart they are, not because they're fame or fortune. You know, I've studied a lot of, you know, Sigmund Freud, Robert Nietzsche, philosophy, psychology, and it's not for everybody. Let me tell you that right now. Nope. Trying to brainwash my life. You're gonna regret it. You're gonna regret it because they're trying to reverse, like they think reverse psychology. Because you can't call me a snitch. Who are you calling a snitch? A victim? There's no victim stances. Stances are for those who are taking the stance of something they can't be. I'm a victim. Gabrielle Union is not telling me to be quiet, Yanni. At this point, it's pathetic. Pathetic. Because people are not thought of. I'm not lonely. The fact that you think you deserve to be even thought of like that makes you look stupid. And understand to interpret words and situations before you come at me with bullshit. You're trying to program a situation to make it seem as if I'm a manipulator. You tried that in prison. It didn't work out. And of course, I was tortured disgusting ways because you're not worth knowing, people. People are not worth knowing. You don't impress people. I don't want a hug from you. From you? Ugh. They are disgusting. That's why the term I'm going to repeat is stick to your people. Audio. Nah, there's no audio of something I am or doing, and then a picture of somebody that it's not for or from. Trying to reprogram that in which moments me and black girls and white girls have with swamps. You can't do that. It wasn't your moment. It's quite embarrassing. You can't say somebody's always using you. Because you have to be at that to be used. And swamps aren't that. Nope. Audio. No. I'm at a veteran center. All alone. All alone. But not lonely. Because you're not missed. I'm working my ass off on a habeas corpus. And people want to take credit for so much because I sent this to Bexar County Sheriff's Department. Wow. Take credit for illegal gang stalking. Everywhere. Take credit for your threats of rape, your protection orders, and stay away. Because the good cops, I've met good cops. They don't even act. They don't act like anything, and I can trust them. And I can just tell they're good cops by, you know, just, you know. There's no intention in their eyes. That's bad, that's sexual, that's anything. So I can trust them. And I don't have a problem there because, you know, I shouldn't need to call a cop so much. Because then there'll be a whole state of people calling 911 telling you all. Not just me. Because what does it sound like when you answer the phone and you can hear my teeth? My daughter said it sounds like a wrench. Or like a targeted individual. And trust me, I'd rather be targeted than know you. You're not worth knowing. And what you deem special is still a way to try to coerce sex. Or an emotion I don't want to have for you. Because that's not what I do. Ask Elizabeth Smart to come let you take that off of her. Call her. Because that's not torturing me like we ain't worried about her. Nope. Nope. Audio. Nobody needs to feel sorry for me because I'm just fine. They're trying to fit in a story to ruin me and then act like they teach a lesson. You don't teach lessons. This is why people are going to have karma for the rest of their life. It's like, you know, they go to prison and that's not even enough to teach them a lesson. That's not even enough to teach them a lesson of individuality. And it's not going to be given or taught by me. That's what Mr. Grisham is for. He teaches just fine. And it's not any special treatment because I pick him. He was just my teacher. He taught us all the same. You know, from the same book. There was no winks. There was no anything. And I reiterate Mr. Grisham because I talked to the parole lady before I left. And she said, what are you going to do when you get out? I said, I'm going to college. She said, oh yeah? I said, yes. I feel like I am capable because I have taken changes class and it has given me the tools that I need to do anything I want in this world. Is that bad? Or is that what you're supposed to get? It's cognitive behavioral therapy. And I take it very serious. And it's not for a swamp. Audio. Nope. Nobody cares that you're trying to ruin my life. Saying, don't get your hopes up. Like, you control a court case in Lubbock. But they have been trying to put me in jail here and illegally gang stalk and lie. So try to lie, and you didn't even investigate 10 police reports that I have proof of all of them being true. I have video of what's broken, who did it, I caught it, all, everything. But you cover it up for Mexican. I don't. What about the little Nigerian boy that almost got kidnapped? Because they're having fun, Mexicans. Nope. I said, go wake up your mommy. And there's swamp countries right there and all, you know. I'll pass. Because if you demand respect in this country, you don't even belong here. By ways of wanting to harm others, you don't belong here. You don't belong here. Audio. And I have your dog tag still, Mr. Conley, because I graduated the Army from him. Only. Because when I get out of prison, it's not too sensitive that I find out my instructor passed away, my best friend in a car accident, and my judge. And I haven't even gone to trial. Nope. Image court. Swamp. Won't happen. I don't owe you anything. You're not gonna bully or threaten my army. Because they wanted me to play along with a lie. I promised Biden, given legal counsel, I can prove myself. And even as a targeted individual, I'm not using it as an excuse or exaggeration to get away with anything. Because I'd rather be in college, in my own place, studying. My daughter coming to visit, safe at home. You know, with my new friends and new everything, because I start all over. That's what it is. You change your people, places, and things. If people don't understand, protection order. But I wouldn't be changing people and places and things in an apartment people are breaking into. This exaggerated lie you want for trust and, you know, fame is not going to work. Whenever you are wrong, and you don't want to admit it, it's just going to be worse. It's going to be worse, especially because of the kind of attention you want instead that you don't deserve. And the fact that you thought you could use me to get that attention, you can't use me. And I'm not using you. I am detached. I am not attached to your emotions. You can't affect my decisions. Never did. Audio. Nope. That is so pathetic. It makes me want to barf. People in prison thought that they were going to impress me with magic. You know, I study Hinduism. I've been to Vegas. Why, the only Vegas y'all been to is prison? Nobody cares about sex magic, especially from a race like Mexican. Because, you know, I know y'all know what sex magic is, right? Watch what you say and do, people. Implications. Don't you dare ever in public say, I can take that off of you. Because I date biracial. And you can't feel set up in a country. You don't have to have a green card to get. You don't make rules when you get here. You know that? You got to go by the rules of America. Did you not know them before you came here? Then why'd you come? Should have went the other way. I'm not so nice. And I don't have to be. But people weren't so nice. You wanted to murder me. Murder. No murder. Come again. And I can't help that I have to infuse music to help me heal. And this is what I learned after I watched, and I'm going to say white woman, because y'all always seem to like to point it out that way. Talk about standing up and always protesting for her son's innocence for the rest of her life. And I'm the only one in the room listening. Because, you know, people don't like to hear that in there. And I remember her because she looked angry. And I'm sitting there like a missing and exploited child. Okay, here we go.
E-flash apps.
Wise old owl sat in an oak. The more he heard, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why aren't we all like that wise old bird? A wise old owl sat in an oak. The more he heard, the less he spoke. The less he spoke, the more he heard. Why aren't we all like that wise old bird?
Oh, won't deny it. I'm a straight product. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police. I won't deny it. I'm a straight product. You don't wanna fuck with me. Got the police watching at me. But we can't do nothing to us.
Yeah.